Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry. This week, Oglala Lakota College in Kyle is hosting the Lakota Language Academy. The 10-day intensive event is for Lakota language learners of all levels. Participants can focus on 5 learning tracks, from beginning to Lakota language teaching methods. The Academy is just one language preservation effort from the Lakota Language Consortium. Will Maya is the executive director and joins us now on the phone from Kyle. Will, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Jackie. Glad to be here.
So we'll start off with a little bit more about the Language Academy that's going on right now. Is this the first time that you've held something like a 10-day intensive workshop?
Actually, this would be the second year we have had it at Oglala Lakota College. And before that, we were at Sitting Bull College, and we ran that institute from 2007 to about 2017. We're also happy to start a new one this year at University of North Dakota. So actually this year there's going to be 3 summer institutes available for participants if they wanted to. They could be taking classes in Lakota from basically the end of May through the end of July.
And what is the status of the Lakota language today?
Right. So Lakota is, you know, one of the larger Native American languages in the United States. It is probably the 4th or 5th largest. Yet it's also, that's no guarantee that it's going to survive. In fact, most of the Native American languages in the United States are on the verge of extinction and are no longer being passed down to future generations. That's the case for Lakota as well. It's not been passed down pretty much since the 1950s. And so part of the task that we have as an organization and the working with the schools and the tribal education departments is to try and figure out how can we get young people to be speakers of Lakota again? How do we, you know, prime the pump again and get the language being used again in a daily context? And so part of that is, you know, advancing the skill set that teachers have. Part of that is motivating young learners, adult learners, to learn the language. There's a strong desire for adults, young adults, to learn their language. They want it. They want to speak Lakota. It's just often they don't have the opportunities or the material resources to do that. And that's a big part of why the Summer Institutes and the Language Academies are set up and in place there.
Right. I think for many people who perhaps language or English is their first and only language, we use it every day, it's easy to take language for granted in some sense. Can you put in perspective for our listeners why it's important to keep languages like Lakota thriving?
Yeah. So Lakota obviously has been used for tens of thousands of years. It has a very rich, history. It represents the culture. The culture is expressed through the language, in the songs and in the stories and in the prayers and in all the ways that Lakota is a unique culture. And you know, within that is a worldview, is a perspective that is a linguistic treasure. You know, it has a poetry to its own. It has a philosophy. And, you know, that perspective is important to have. It creates a level of diversity in the world that brings new ideas, brings fresh concepts. And, you know, it's important not just to speak just one language, but be able to, participate actively in all the ways. We're not advocating for, you know, folks to just be speaking Lakota. I think there's a place for Lakota in an English-speaking world. And that's really, I think, the goal for most people today, where people can live both as productive members of the modern world, but also as, you know, unique and culturally rich tribal people, and participate, as being part of their own identity, but also the identity of the state, I think, hangs in the balance with that as well.
Right. Language isn't only about communicating with each other, but a way of thinking about the world and relating to the world.
Absolutely. You know, every time, speaking a new language gives you basically a new perspective. You can be a different person, frankly, in that language. And so the more languages you speak, allows you to, you know, express yourself in a different way that can be profoundly different than in English. You know, obviously English has, you know, great utility. It's got, it allows you to participate in, you know, this vast world economy and all the other things that are so important. But at the same time, you know, it is its own thing. And, you know, Lakota, of course, is one of many tribal languages that, you know, are here in this country and represent a strong, you know, strong culture and a strong identity that, you know, deserves to be maintained and preserved.
Right. So bring us back to this Lakota Language Academy that's happening now. And Kyle, give us a little bit more of a taste of what that 10 days entails.
So as you mentioned in the intro, you know, there's teachers that are obviously getting their training. So they're going to get professional development in things like the linguistics of the language, where they can learn the phonology, the morphology, and the syntax. Those are just fancy ways of saying, you know, here are the sounds of the language. Mm. Here are the ways that the words themselves need to be changed in order to create different kinds of meaning, like, you know, conjugating a verb or those kinds of things. And then how to arrange the words so that they make sense grammatically. And, you know, it's important for teachers to learn not just, you know, about the language, but also how to be able to teach, you know, the language to English-speaking kids. So, for example, in Lakota, there are words and sounds particularly that don't occur in English. And English-speaking kids have to be taught how to, you know, pronounce, for example, the different kinds of K's, P's, and T sounds. There's four different kinds of K's, P's, and T sounds in Lakota that don't exist in English. And unless you, you know, teach the kids the distinction, they may just mispronounce that, and we don't want that to happen. So there's teachers learning those kinds of skills. They're also learning methods, courses to be able to better deliver the language, you know, using fun and much more intuitive approaches to language teaching. And then the other big group that are attending these summer institutes and language academies are the adult learners. So we're, you know, super pleased to have, you know, young adults coming to these institutes and are discovering that, wow, this language is learnable. I can actually learn this. It's doable and it's fun. And it also brings other learners together. And it's a very motivating, powerful experience, gets them excited about the language and feeling like there's a movement underway that, yeah, you know, it's not just me who, you know, I'm learning alone, you know, but I have other people that are learning and we can get together and we can practice speaking together and doing all those kinds of things. And that's really the beginning. If we can get young adults to be proficient in Lakota, you know, gain fluency, and eventually you know, raise their kids with it, put their kids in immersion schools, that's really the beginnings of a multi-generational process of restoring Lakota.
Right. And that camaraderie is important. Those teaching methods are important. But as we mentioned earlier, having the materials and resources to learn and to teach is important, too. And that's another big part of what the Lakota Language Consortium does. Can you tell us a little bit about what some of those materials and resources are?
Sure. So Lakota Language Consortium began in 2004 as an organization that was started with schools, eventually became its own nonprofit. And, you know, through that organization, there's now been over 100 different titles produced for Lakota language, everything from picture books, dictionaries, apps, textbooks, through a sequence of, you know, levels 1 through 5. We even did the cartoon series of the Berenstain Bears that is actually shown on SDPB. And, you know, so it's all these kinds of things together that give a learner the materials that they would need to be successful. A new grammar just came out. It's very powerful. It lets adult learners, you know, not just take the words that they can see in isolation, but know how to put those together in a proper way so they have the confidence to build their fluency. And so there's probably more available in Lakota now. Actually, there is more available in Lakota now than ever before. But also it's probably the most, there's more materials in Lakota than pretty much any other Native American language today as a result of what LLC was able to do.
As far as this workshop going on this week, something this intensive, how many people are involved and how many people are participating?
Right. There's probably about 80 to 100 participants over the course of 2 weeks. They take five tracks and they get, whether they're returning after the first year, second year, third year, so on. And there's different tracks for learners versus teachers. They come together. It's a intensive program. So it's 3 hours in the morning, then a break for lunch, then 3 hours in the afternoon. Every day, basically 6-7 hours of contact. And then over the course of 5 days, it's, you've got 30 hours of contact total over 2 weeks. So it's very intensive. It's kind of like a boot camp in some ways for the language. It really is your people's brains really start filling up by Wednesday and saying they can't take it anymore. But in a joking way, but it eventually it's like a muscle that you practice, and we call it like a marathon as well. You just have to kind of hang in there, and really in those 2 weeks you're going to learn more Lakota than you've learned in 10 or 20 years. Yeah. And that's what's so fun about it, and that's what brings people back to it every year. They're like, I want more, I want to learn more, I want to be part of this. And these institutes are just critical ways for getting that done.
Right. You're obviously very passionate, very well versed in this subject matter, and I wonder if you would share with us a little bit about how you came to be so invested in preserving the Lakota language.
Right. Well, of course, it is a team effort. There's a big team of linguists, activists, educators that are involved with Lakota Language Consortium and have been for many years. And it really is fundamentally a team effort. With that being said, what interested me about Lakota was I wanted to learn it myself, and I wanted to, this was 15 more years ago. There weren't the resources available to it. And when I was a grad student, I realized that there were some opportunities to, and, with that mind that there just wasn't anything available to learn Lakota, and just some of the expertise I knew I could bring to the topic, bringing those together, helped me, be part of, the Lakota Language Consortium and what I could bring to it. So, I think fundamentally there was a need, and, there's a lot of good people in the right place at the right time that could find solutions to it.
Mm-hmm. If there's someone listening to this right now, and maybe they missed this academy happening right now, but there's other events coming up, how can they get involved if they want to become a Lakota language learner themselves?
Right. So if they're within driving distance of Kyle, South Dakota, they're certainly welcome to participate this week in the Summer Academy at Oglala Lakota College at the Administrative Center there, Piawini. So that's available this week. Beginning next week, there's also a program at Sitting Bull College in Fort Yates, North Dakota, just across the border. And that's a three-week program for most of June. And then, of course, there's pretty much our flagship program will be at the University of North Dakota this year at Grand Forks from July 8th through the 24th. So that program will provide you with credits. You can get a degree and a certificate and many other things that will be available at the University of North Dakota campus in Grand Forks. And that is called Lakota Summer Institute North. So, as I mentioned, you could theoretically take classes from the end of May to the end of July, and it's a great opportunity for those that really want to learn. And it's open to everybody, and it's just a lot of fun and really exciting and interesting. And the language learning itself is just I think a real surprise to everybody how much you can learn and how accessible it really is.
Mm-hmm. Is there a cost involved with these workshops throughout the summer?
There's a Most of the workshops are subsidized, whether through grants or through the colleges themselves, but there are certain costs. For example, at the North Dakota event, there's a minimal cost for the housing. I think it's $20 a night. And then there's some costs for the credits themselves through the University of North Dakota, as well as other things. If people have questions, there it's on the website. You can just type in Lakota Summer Institute on Google, or you can go to the website itself for the institute, and that is laksummerinst.com. That is L-A-K Summer, I-N-S-T.com. And people can go there and register and find out more, and all the questions are pretty much answered there in terms of costs and other kinds of things that need to be set up for that.
Great. My guest has been Will Maya, Executive Director of the Lakota Language Consortium. The Lakota Language Academy at Oglala Lakota College continues through this week. Will, thank you so much for taking time out of the busy week to chat with us. We really appreciate it and hope to have you back again sometime.
Sure. Thanks, Jackie. Appreciate it very much.